What is the link between our behavior and the movement of celestial bodies? More than we know about, that's for sure. Every culture from the beginning of time has looked to the sky for guidance and clues as to how we should live. And we're in a new moon phase right now. It's a time that Heather Salmon describes as a time for spiritual gardening, to release all that is no longer serving us. She's the high priestess at the Black Swan Temple in Haikou, Maui, and she's on the phone with us this morning. Good morning, Heather. How are you?
Morning, Chris. I'm wonderful. Thank you so much for having me on this show this morning.
Sure.
Noon.
You were telling me that this is the time of the new moon is a pretty significant time for people. Why is that?
It is. Because we're on this planet Earth and everything moves in cycles. We have a cycle of birth, life, death, repeat. It continues on and on in our modern world. We are in such a focus of just growing, 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 accumulating, accumulating. So we tend to forget about how to hospice the death of the old in a graceful way. And so we end up getting stuck in hoarding, and we're seeing all this obesity and all these imbalances. So the new moon is a time. It's the time, the end of the old cycle and the beginning of the new. So we need to do our go-in-and-do-our spiritual gardening. What needs to be hospiced? What needs to be weeded out of our gardens? And what do we want to plant for the next cycle?
Heather, I'm interested in your use of the word hospice. It implies a sort of a gentle putting to rest of something, right?
That's right. That's right. Whether we're finished and completing a project, it's a way of bringing the ceremony, the honoring and reverence and connection back with nature and with our lives. We are part of nature.
How does that process, an internal process, relate to the movement of the spheres?
And internally, well, you know, externally, we're always, nobody has any problem usually taking a shower or giving yourself an external bath or cleanse. There's things that we can do, meditations that we can do to give ourselves the internal rinsing, internal washing. A lot of spiritual teachers talk about coming to a place of emptiness. And it's really that place of emptiness so we can fill ourselves up with the divine light, with our own spirit, and ask for guidance and get more clarity.
Heather, what is it that we need to empty out? Just all that white noise inside the brain?
Well, it could be anything on a physical level. We can be emptying out any toxins from our bodies. We can, a lot of people do a little fasting cleansing around the new moons.
Mm-hmm.
So being a little lighter on the body and literally, cleansing has really shown that we can help to jumpstart and strengthen the body and strengthen the immune system. On a mental level, we can be cleansing out thought patterns, belief systems, attitudes. We always need to be questioning what is really true, or are we just going along like sheeple with the herd and kind of blindly following, and what kind of results are we getting? Are we happy with those results? So it's time for us to come into a little bit more maturity and recognize that we are co-creators here, and that we, our thoughts and beliefs and attitudes are co-creating our experience. And if we want to change our experience, we need to monitor what's going on with our own internal processes.
Well, fair enough, Heather. What's the benefit of aligning that internal gardening with the moon cycle?
Well, each moon cycle, I like to call we have 12 months, 12 moons of the year, and 12 moons of the zodiac, and I like to refer to them as the 12 disciples.
Uh-huh.
So each one brings a new lesson, a new opportunity, a new way of looking at life and insight into the cycle of life and what we are gifted, what energies we are working with.
So each one is a little bit different? Do they have different characteristics?
Absolutely, absolutely.
What's the characteristic of the one we're in now?
Okay, well, we're at the beginning. This is the new moon in Taurus.
Mm-hmm.
We just, last month, we had the new moon in Aries, which was the first new moon of the year. I mean, the first new moon of the astrological zodiac.
Uh-huh.
So Aries is about inspiration, bringing forth new ideas. It's a masculine sign. It's that thought. So it's like the seed. And then Taurus, which is what we're in now, is the sign of the Earth Mother, the goddess, coming to life. So what do we do when we, how do we create life? We plant seeds into the earth. And the earth, that earth needs to be fertile and to receive and able to receive those seeds. So now we are receiving the seeds. This is a time of spring in most parts of North America. This is a time when the earth is coming back to life and regenerating. So literally, what are we planting for our gardens? This is a time to focus on what we want to grow for the next solar cycle. So, and this is a time exactly when we want our to cultivate our land. Great, people say spring cleansing. This is why, because we need to cultivate that land. We need to weed out our gardens and make it fertile so it can receive those seeds. So we have got a great opportunity to fully manifest that which we desire.
So there's a real benefit to aligning your personal journey in a way with the astrological calendar, with the cycles of the earth, the cycles of the seasons. Sounds like that's what you're saying.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. It can make people feel more connected, you know, in our modern world where we're not so connected anymore with the natural world. You know, that's why we were seeing so many imbalances, even on an emotional or mental level, because we've lost our connection with the Aina. We've lost the connection with the energy and the spirit of the earth and the celestial stars, but we are part of them, so we're not separate.
Well, Heather,
the more we come into understanding our connection, the more ease we and grace we have moving through life.
Does your teaching have a lot of its roots in the ancient world, the teachings of various ancient cultures?
It does. It does. I am an ordained Essene minister, and the Essenes were Jesus and Mary and Joseph and John the Baptist were believed to be Essenes. The beginning of Christianity, and they walk the path of peace, the sevenfold path of peace. So that is one aspect, and they were all about reconnecting with nature, honoring Mother Earth and Father, our Heavenly Father, and creating peace with the body, peace with the mind, the family, culture, humanity. And the other, I'm also a priestess of Isis, which is the mystery and the magic of ceremony and ritual, and we honor in our temple all paths. So we love the Hawaiian path, and I've been here, become good friends with Auntie Pua, who is a Hawaiian kahuna and elder here, and she talks about the path of forgiveness.
Well, Heather, I'm afraid we've got to run, but it sounds as if you've done a lot of study of a lot of ancient teachings, and thanks very much for talking with us this morning.
Okay, thank you. And we'll be doing a Mother's Day event this Sunday.
Well, we'll look for that. Thank you. Heather Salmon is the High Priestess at the Black Swan Temple in Haiku, Maui, and details are on our HPR website.